Welcome to episode 1065 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
Revelation 4:11. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. Jesus, a name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, holy, there is no one like you. There is none besides you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me.
Psalm 127 verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain.
The song Build My Life by House Fires is a heartfelt declaration of worship, surrender, and purpose. Its lyrics call us to center our lives on Christ, acknowledging Him as the firm foundation upon which everything else stands. In a world that often tempts us to build on fleeting successes, unstable relationships, or worldly ambitions, this song redirects our focus to the only foundation that will never fail, the love and truth of Jesus Christ. The phrase, "I will build my life upon your love, it is a firm foundation," is both a commitment and a reminder. It calls us to actively choose Christ as the cornerstone of our lives. Just as a house cannot stand without a solid foundation, our lives cannot withstand the storms of life without God's love and word grounding us. Building on Christ means aligning our decisions, values, and priorities with his teachings. It means choosing faith over fear, obedience over convenience, and love over indifference. This song also emphasizes worship as the starting point for building a Christ-centered life. The lyrics, "Holy, there is no one like you," remind us of God's unique worthiness. Worship is more than music or words. It is a lifestyle of reverence and devotion. When we focus on God's holiness, our perspective shifts. The things that once seemed so important fade in the light of his glory, and we begin to see him as the ultimate source of joy, strength, and purpose. As we step into this new year, this song becomes a powerful anthem for setting our hearts and priorities in alignment with God. The new year is often a time of resolutions, fresh starts, and goal setting. But this song reminds us that the most important resolution we can make is to build our lives on Christ, the firm foundation. This song is a prayerful invitation for us to make God's love the center of everything we do in the coming year. Instead of building on unstable foundations like personal ambition, fleeting pleasures, or worldly approval, we are called to construct our lives on the unchanging truths of God's word and his enduring love. This means approaching each day with intentionality, trusting that Christ will sustain us through challenges, celebrate with us in victories, and guide us through uncertainties. The new year is also an opportunity to embrace worship as a way of life. Worship resets our perspective, reminding us that life is not about striving on our own, but about glorifying God through our actions, attitudes, and decisions. As we move into the new year, worship becomes the lens through which we see our goals, relationships, and circumstances, ensuring that Christ remains at the center.
Matthew 7, verses 24 to 25. "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock."
This is the application for the new year. Set God-centered goals. As you make plans for the year, ask yourself if they align with God's will. Are they rooted in his love and purpose? Seek his guidance in every decision. Prioritize worship daily. Begin each day in worship, whether through prayer, reading scripture, or singing praise. Let God's holiness shape your mindset and prepare you for whatever the day holds. Live out love in action. Commit to reflecting God's love in tangible ways this year. Build a life of service, compassion, and encouragement that points others to Christ.
1 Corinthians 3, verse 11. "For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ."
And here is a final challenge. Choose one specific area of your life, relationships, work, health, or spiritual growth, and commit to building it on the foundation of Christ this year. Write down practical steps to align this area with God's love and truth. Revisit these steps throughout the year, asking God to guide and sustain you as you live a life built for his glory. Father, as we enter this new year, we commit to building our lives on the love of Jesus, which is a foundation that cannot be shaken. Help us to set our plans and priorities in alignment with your will, trusting that your ways are higher than ours. Teach us to live each day in worship, keeping our eyes fixed on your holiness. Empower us to reflect the love of Jesus in our actions, that our lives may testify to divine grace. Walk with us through this year, and let everything we do glorify you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.